From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The United Nations said today that a U.S. bomb has destroyed a military hospital inside a Taliban garrison in the western city of Herat. The Taliban claims 100 people were killed. That figure, though, could not be verified. Since U.S. airstrikes began in Afghanistan on October 7th, Taliban officials have reported more than 1,000 civilian deaths. There has been no confirmation of the Taliban figures, but they have been widely reported in the Muslim world, fueling opposition to the U.S. action in Afghanistan. NPR's John Burnett reports from Peshawar, Pakistan.
In less than 3 weeks, there's an orthodoxy that has emerged among some Muslims regarding U.S. motives in Afghanistan. Kudra Tula, a 25-year-old student in international relations at Peshawar University, translates the religious leader speaking at a recent rally in downtown Peshawar.
They are calling for stopping this bombardment of innocent Muslims because they are not targeting the military bases. But they are targeting just innocent people and they are killing them.
The Taliban claims the numbers of innocents killed surpasses 1,000, a figure the Pentagon calls grossly exaggerated. Several humanitarian aid agencies in Pakistan, with relief workers inside Afghanistan who investigate body counts and damage reports, confirm that civilian casualties are, for the moment, low. Dur Mohammed Fasil is director of the Norwegian Project Office, which has 260 employees in 7 Afghan provinces, from whom he receives regular reports.
From everything that you've heard over the past 2 weeks, are you hearing that the bombing is accurate or sloppy?
It's accurate, absolutely. It's absolutely all are the military bases.
An Afghan with family still living in Kabul, Fasil says his relatives and many others have not fled the capital because they've learned the bombs are not falling on neighborhoods. One of Fasil's employees drove to Peshawar from the city of Jalalabad yesterday with the same observation. The daily business of the city is going on. There's no problem, said the man, who asked that his name not be used. He said huge bombs have struck the 4 military bases and the airport in Jalalabad, which light up the night sky, rattle his windows, and frighten his children. Another Peshawar-based humanitarian group, which has a network of 700 employees in Afghanistan, passed on the same information. The Taliban is lying, said the director flatly. He asked that his organization not be named for the safety of its Afghan workers. This does not mean, however, that U.S. bombing has not provoked terror. Tens of thousands of residents are reportedly fleeing bombardments around the southern city of Kandahar, and some projectiles have gone tragically off course. A U.S. bomb smashed into the village of Karama last week near Jalalabad. 70-year-old Imanu Sher said 15 members of his family were killed as they slept. No one knew what was happening. It was just sort of an accident, he said dejectedly, from a Peshawar hospital where 4 of his surviving relatives are recuperating. The total number of dead is uncertain. Sher claims around 200 people perished in Karama. Visiting journalists saw fewer than 20 graves when they were brought to the heavily damaged village by the Taliban. What's certain, say Afghan aid groups, is that, at least for now, U.S. bombing sorties are causing fewer casualties than Afghanistan's own civil war did. To name 2 incidents, in April 1996, Taliban rockets killed 180 people in Kabul, injured 550, and destroyed large tracts of the city. A few years earlier, Mujahideen warlord Gulbuddin Hekmatyar rocketed the capital, killing hundreds of innocents and blasting houses to rubble. Dur Mohammed Fasil, director of the Norwegian Project Office, who's been closely monitoring the American operation, remembers standing on a hill in Kabul and watching with horror Hekmatyar's indiscriminate attack on the capital.
It was a sort of mushrooms every part of the city, that is. But none of these rockets has been hit the military areas. And all was on the civilian areas. I could not compare that one with this one. That was totally blindness rockets hit Kabul.
The chief of the other unnamed humanitarian group is an Afghan who fought in the resistance to the Soviet occupation. He said in the past 2 weeks he's gotten angrier and angrier watching Pakistani mullahs excoriate the U.S. for bombing Afghanistan. These same clerics said nothing when the Taliban and Hekmatyar were butchering our people, he said bitterly. How is it that they are suddenly so outraged by the poor, suffering Afghans? John Burnett, NPR News, Peshawar, Pakistan.